or mm-hmm. feed, mm-hmm. or if she flipped her tail and a little bit of burr or something, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you strain it through. It has to have three claws, oh. so that be sure every one catches everything. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised to know what you catch on that claw. Mm-hmm. Those are supposed to be washed and cleaned up and scalded and run cold water through them, and then roll them up and put them in your ice box in a jar. Keep them clean. I didn't want mine just to stir, because my boys had milk in when baby, as babies. Mm-hmm. I didn't nurse them very long. I didn't have enough biscuits for them. Oh, just a little bit is all I had. And see, they were on bottles, both of them on bottles. Mm-hmm. Of course, that milk was boiled, and caramel molasses was added to it. Oh. And then it was put in bottles and nipples, of course. That's the little fellows.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about a type of pie that you have like a layer of crust and then a layer of fruit and then a layer of crust?
Cobbler.
Cobbler.
No, they're not. Yeah, they could be called a cobbler. But an apple pie like that would be just a pie.
It would be just
but
a pie.
In an oblong pan, you strip it with crust.
And that would be a cobbler.
Cobbler. Mm-hmm. And they're very good, and there's not hardly anybody but what likes a cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Well, now,
I make a peach cobbler as out of this world. I put a little orange juice in my peach cobbler. Peach, unless you get ripe peaches off the tree to make the peach cobbler, they're not as tart. Oh. A canned peach is not as tart.
Oh.
And Comstock makes a peach pie filling, but it's not tart enough.
It's not tart.
So I use just a little bit of orange juice. Because I keep a jar of orange juice all the time, because that's what he drinks. I can't drink it, but he does. Mm-hmm. And I keep a little of that, mm-hmm. and I add sugar and fix it. And you want to cook it fast and quick, so that your crust don't get soggy.
Uh-huh.
And what needs to be medium brown to a little browner, not white. Mm-hmm. Took it hot oven.
did you ever make a, where you take milk and thicken it and sweeten it and pour that over cobbler, maybe add a little cinnamon, make any kind of a sauce for the cobbler?
Only time I cook milk like that, I put a little bit of butter in it and use crackers and have hot for supper. I love a hot milk for supper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be the only thing. Maybe I'll have about teacupful and a half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very soothing to the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Milk is one of the most soothing things to the nerve. You can go to sleep just right now.
Mm-hmm. Drinking
uh-huh. milk. A half a glass of milk at bedtime is one of the best relaxers there is. You don't need tranquilizers or nothing.
Drink milk.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a lot now.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't go to bed before 9 or mm-hmm. 10 or 11 mm-hmm. o'clock, it's just good for you.
Well, talking about drinking things, that reminds me, I forgot to ask you when we were talking about the tableware, what would you drink, say milk or water out of at the table?
Well, the old timers used goblets because they had a footed bottom,
uh-huh.
like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now we use a tumbler, which is mm-hmm, the taller, mm-hmm. that's the names of it. We
mm-hmm.
usually just say glasses,
mm-hmm.
though,
but
nowadays.
Just say glasses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you want the contrast mm-hmm. between the two. We never had anything but the those goblets. It was kids for tea.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them on the market now. They still making them. Pressed glass.
Oh.
They're cheap. You can get four for a dollar in any Tennyson store near Lintown.
Well, now, if you were at a meal and passing food around the table and you didn't want somebody to wait until it was passed to them, you might say, well, go ahead and just, instead of saying, well, did you say help yourself? Did they use that expression?
Well, in the most formal home, the hostess passes to the right, and if you don't want it, you hand it to the other person. You don't set it down or hand it back, and it goes around.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an informal meal and yet not individual served plates,
mm-hmm.
and you usually offer the first to them, and everybody else understands they're supposed
mm-hmm.
to have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you offer it to the first one, would you sometimes say, "Help yourself"?
Or would you like to try the rice?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's, some people don't eat that. Or you would say, "This you might like this, I made this,"
mm-hmm.
if you're in a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody likes to brag on their own cooking. You know? Somebody say, "Who made this?" We have a lady who comes to our club lots of times, nobody eats anything she brings.
Mm-hmm.